this lesson, we'll learn how to express possibility and ability. In the last lesson, we learned how to do this with class 1 verbs. So in this lesson, we'll be focusing on how to conjugate class 2 and class 3 verbs into their potential form. Potential, of course, just means can. Now, Naomi-sensei, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
辛いものは食べられる?
Can you eat spicy stuff?
辛い
Spicy
もの
Stuff
は
Topic marking particle
食べられる?
Literally, to be able to eat. So, literally we have spicy food, can you eat? And of course it means, can you eat spicy food?
食べられる means to be able to eat.
Now, to form the potential of class 2 verbs, it's very, very easy. Simply drop the ru and tack on 食べる. I think the best way to illustrate this is with an example.
はい.
Naomi-sensei, can we have a class 2 verb?
食べる, to eat.
Now we're going to drop the ru.
食べ.
Now it's in its masu stem. To the masu stem, we're going to tack on
られる.
To get
食べられる.
To be able to eat.
私は辛いものが食べられる.
I can eat spicy food. Let's have another example. What is the word for to quit?
やめる.
Drop the ru to get the masu stem. So drop the ru, we have
やめ.
Tack on
られる.
And we have
やめられる.
So, this means to be able to quit.
お酒がやめられる.
I can quit drinking.
タバコがやめられる.
I can quit smoking.
My friend is a chain smoker, and he always says, 僕はいつでもタバコをやめられる.
So, he always says, I can quit smoking anytime.
I don't think so.
So, Naomi-sensei, I often hear 食べれる. Or やめれる instead of 食べられる or やめられる. What's the main difference here? They're the same thing?
Same thing. 両方とも正しいです. Both are correct. レッスンノートに載っているので読んでください.
So please check out the PDF to kind of find out the difference. But the short story is that it's much easier to say. And hence, られる becomes れる.